A small group of protesters braved the bitter morning cold to give Daniel Ilan, the deputy foreign minister of Israel, a piece of their mind. This was a scene outside a prominent think tank in London, where Ilan was scheduled to speak on a visit that included meeting a number of British ministers. Ilan recently caused a diplomatic outcry when he attempted to humiliate the Turkish ambassador to Israel over a Turkish television program deemed by Israel as anti-Semitic.
He's an extreme right-wing person. He is trying to make the Nakba, he's trying to criminalize the commemoration of the Nakba in Israel. And for Palestinians, this is the equivalent of what Holocaust denial is for Jewish people. It's denial of their own suffering, and it's a disgrace.
Surely these kinds of racists should not be allowed in our country. If we stand against racism, if we stand for equality, we shouldn't be allowing these people through our borders.
The protesters would have liked to deliver their message to Daniel Ilan themselves in person, but it seems he has entered the building through a back door. This is typical of the way Israeli officials have had to go about their business here in the UK in recent years. Ilan's visit is the first to the UK of an Israeli official after High Court judges issued an arrest warrant for former Foreign Minister Zippy Livni, forcing her to cancel her trip here in December. The warrant was later withdrawn amid apologies from the British government.
If people carry out terrible atrocities, it's the same in the last war, it's the same in any war, it's the same with recent wars. They should be tracked down and punished. And it isn't happening. This government is allowing, is turning a blind eye.
A series of protests are being scheduled for later this month against the British government's proposed plans to change the law that now makes it so difficult for Israeli officials to visit freely in this country. Freyna Alam, Press TV, London.